chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, welcome to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. My friend Fountain Odom is a former state senator, one of the most powerful members of the state senate. And he is, and one of the most helpful Fountain Odom for the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. People will say they miss you and your friends who looked after this campus. But you're also a cancer survivor for many years, and you've been into more things than I can think of. But your latest adventure you seem to be very passionate about, and it is basically along the lines of the health benefits of a fruit from the North Carolina treasure that we know of as the mother vine. So you've come and you've brought your children, or two of your children, Amy and Matthew, to help explain it. What in the world are you into now, Fountain Odom?
Well, I'm certainly into the muscadine grapevine. I'm into the honeybees and Christmas trees. And then occasionally I practice a little bit of law, but my passion deals with the Muscadine Nutraceutical Company that we founded and with the products that come from the muscadine vine and the products that come from the honeybee hive, which are natural, healthy compounds. And as a 18-year cancer survivor, I really believe in the health benefits of the products that come from those two sources. And those are natural, healthy sources right here in North Carolina.
Well, talk about the, we're talking about first, we're going to talk about politics, honeybees, practicing law, raising children, and all kinds of things. But the latest and the thing I think you're most enthusiastic about now is this product of the muscadines. Tell us, first of all, the story of the mother vine. Forget about the health benefits of it, and it's a story in itself.
It is a wonderful story of North Carolina history, and it exists today. On Roanoke Island, which is at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, is a muscadine scuppernong grape arbor that—
Now, all right, you say, is it muscadine or scuppernong, or is there any difference?
A scuppernong is a muscadine. A scuppernong is the female plant. The muscadines are traditionally—
Oh, come on.
No, I'm telling you the truth. Those are the male
plants. Both male and female bear fruit, just different.
No. The scuppernong will not bear fruit unless there is a muscadine within 200 or 300 yards. It's pollinated by the wind. And that's an amazing story. But the mother vine itself is a scuppernong plant, which is a part of the muscadine family. And we know that we have recorded documents that it was in existence and producing grapes in the early 1700s. But based upon other reports, it is believed that it was actually planted by members of what became the Lost Colony in 1558, I think it is, or by the Indians at that time. But it is a very, very old muscadine plant there on Roanoke Island, and it's still producing wonderful, wonderful grapes. And the people revere that history of that plant.
That is amazing. It's in the 1580s, I think.
Yeah,
I don't want to. I mean, you should go see the Lost Colony.
Well, I've seen that several times, and unfortunately, the ending is always the same.
Well, now, in according to the reports, and as you say, we know without a doubt that it was there in the 1700s, and we think based on other reports it was there in the 1500s,
yes,
planted either by the Lost Colonists or by Indians. Now, is this plant native to North America, or is it something that could have come from Europe?
No, it did not come from Europe. It is indigenous to the southeastern United States of America. It is a different grape than the ones that come from Europe that produce the so-called fine wines like the Cabernets and Chardonnays, et cetera. It actually has an extra pair of chromosomes in its genetic makeup. It is able to endure the hot, humid areas of the southeastern United States. And amazingly, it contains an unbelievable amount greater polyphenolics
I'm going to hold you up on the science for just a second to get, because there's several, excuse me.
No,
you
that's
can just
right.
plow on if you want to.
Well, I could talk for 30 minutes.
I want you to.
You need to interrupt me.
No, I want you to, but I mean, you and I grew up in the Piedmont, and one of the great treats for those of us who didn't have a lot of money were these grapevines that our friends and neighbors had. They're with hard shell grapes. And I don't know whether they're muscadines or scuppernines, but when you popped them up and put them in your mouth, there was just nothing better. Now, is this the are they related or are they the
they
same?
They are the very same. They are the very same. And it's amazing that you can drive down the back roads of North Carolina and especially down in the eastern part of the state, but in the Piedmont. Now, they don't grow in the mountains because they cannot survive cold weather. But those are the very same plants and grapes that you are talking about.
Yeah. It's interesting.
This is Matthew, Fountain Odom's son, who's who's helping him run the business. Is that,
Trying. Well, I find it really interesting, the whole history of the continent that we call North America, from the Vikings to the English settlers to the Spanish explorers. Every one of them commented upon the abundance of the vines, of the grapes. That's why the Vikings called North America Vinland. And so it's a very, it's a heritage that's existed here before European settlers.
So these Vikings came, or the first settlers came, and this was something quite different from what they had in Europe. As your daddy explained, it's the grapes of Europe were the Italian and French soft shell grapes, and these guys saw this wonderful wild, growing in the wild, I guess.
Yes, and there's evidence that the Indians, Native Americans, cultivated the grapes.
You can't help but wonder whether or not the Indians ever learned how to ferment them. And
they did.
Yep, they sure did.
Is that right? Well, tell us that story, Fountain.
Well, I know from things that I have read by writers and back in the 1700s, 1800s that the Indians did have a type of fermented grape juice. And so it's assumed that that became just some type of light alcoholic beverage. But, of course, they didn't write anything down and didn't leave us a recipe. But I think that's a pretty common agreed upon statement.
I interrupted you just talking about health benefits, and I still want you to tell us a little bit more about the story of the mother vine. So the mother vine is special because it's old. But is it special for any other reason other than its age, or is it just like every other muscadine scuppernong vine that might be in the backyard of people in North Carolina?
No, it's also special by the fact that even today in North Carolina, Duplin Wineries, located in Rose Hill, North Carolina, produces the muscadine and scuppernong wines, and it is the most popular wine that's sold in North Carolina even today. Duplin Winery sells more wine, most of which is from the muscadine and scuppernongs, than all the other wines.
Oh, come
that
on.
Are, no, it's
no.
a fact. They sell
all
more.
Of these wineries, these wonderful, I mean, we
They've
celebrate them,
ones.
The wonderful
yeah.
wineries that are on the European model in further west. There are a lot of them, and they're making a lot of wine from Biltmore to our friends up in Surrey County. But you're saying that the Duplin Winery
just sells more.
Sells more than all of them put together.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. All right. But now, where are they getting their grapes? They're not getting them from the mother vine. They're,
No. They in Duplin County has many, several thousand acres of grapes that are grown there from the muscadine.
Genetically identical, though, to the mother vine? Is it the same?
Genetically, they're basically the same. Yeah. There's no question about that. And I'll tell you one other interesting historical fact. And that is that the muscadine plant saved the European grapes. About 100 years ago, they developed a root rot on the Vitis vinifera, which is the fancy wines made from that particular grape. And they were dying out, and they discovered that they could use the muscadine rootstock, and it was transported to Europe. And most of the viniferas now that are grown in Europe have the Vitis rotundifolia understock, which is the muscadine plant.
My golly, so all, even today, the Europeans are taking American roots and grafting European wine.
Correct.
And you have to keep on doing that because that root virus is still...
I don't know what's going on over there now. I haven't personally, but that's...
Well, let's go make an inspection tour. And so well, I'd love to be prepared to answer that question. All right, now, I tell you what, let's take a break. We're visiting with Fountain Odom and with two of his children. We're talking about a new business that is centered around the Mother Vine, located down in on the road in Calum, Fountain Odom, Amy Odom and Matthew Odom, and I'll be right back.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now back to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. My friend from my Charlotte days, then County Commissioner and County Commission Chairman Fountain Odom, and more recently Senator Fountain Odom, State Senator Fountain Odom, who helped look after the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, as well as so many other great causes, is here with his, with two of his children, Amy Odom and Matthew Odom. Amy is one of our neighbors here in Chapel Hill, to talk about an exciting new venture. And it has to do with the Mother Vine. And Fountain, we were talking about the genetics of all of this and what the Mother Vine, which is Muscadine, Scuppernong, grapes and then the wines that come from it. And I was pushing you to say, okay, what's so special about the Mother Vine? And it's sort of special, but I can get a cutting and I could grow a Mother Vine in my yard.
Well, better than that, we partnered with Tinga Nursery down in Castlehaine, North Carolina, and they have taken thousands of cuttings from the Mother Vine. They have propagated Mother Vine, Scuppernong grape vines that they sell, and we have partnered with
you
them.
You root them the same sort of way that we think about taking plant roots. You make a cutting, and then you put some kind of
magic
on it, and then put it in the ground, and it grows.
That's correct.
And so these have been done, and they're grown for a couple of years, so we know they've taken.
Yeah, the plants are 2 to 3 years old. And you can purchase those from Tinga Nursery. You can also go to themothervine.com and get a link and a reference to Tinga Nursery. And they are very easy to plant. They're very easy to grow. They'll grow on just about anything. And within 2 to 3 years, you can have in your backyard or on your back deck, you can have the Mother Vine grapes right there that you can eat fresh when they come in season in August and September.
Wow. And yeah, Matthew.
It's important to understand, I think, that it's difficult to propagate the Mother Vine. When they first took the cuttings and put the magic on there for them to root, they didn't thrive well. But the cuttings off the cuttings thrived.
Wow. I wonder why that is.
That's maybe because it's 400 years old.
Yeah. And
needed a little boost. Wow. That was an interesting part, and there's some other nuances that go in there, and we are very grateful to Ilko Tinga to have really done that.
We're going to talk about the products that you know that you all have gotten interested in and have built a business around. And it's built around the sort of the theme and the magic of the Mother Vine name, but surely not all of the grapes not all the products that y'all have can come actually from that vine. They're coming from descendants of the Mother Vine. Is that right?
Would be correct.
It's partially correct. The actual, we source our grapes usually out of Duplin County and from other North Carolina Muscadine growers. There is the opportunity that the actual Mother Vine grape may be included, but the grapes from the actual vine are not included in any of our products. As you may know, the Mother Vine was poisoned year ago.
Y'all are leading me to want to get off topic again, but that Matthew, can tell us the story, because I think everybody in the back of their mind remembers this story of the power company putting, you know, the plant poison around, a weed killer around the Mother Vine, and that we thought it had destroyed the Mother Vine. How did it get rescued?
I think the story title is I was poisoned by a multinational energy company and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. The as you may know, multinational energy companies contract out a lot of the dirty work, including clearing power lines, and spraying herbicides on the power lines.
But they poisoned the mother vine.
Yeah. What happened was a contractor came through, and one of the tendrils off the mother vine was touching the power line pole. His instructions were to spray any and all vines that were touching the power line poles and the utility lines. And he took it upon himself at that point to poison the mother vines. Rather sad.
So he didn't just poison that offending tentacle.
That was, well, let me give you the specific details. The contractor's employee sprayed that one tendril. Unfortunately, it was a systemic herbicide that was used, and the containers and all the instructions on that particular product said, do not spray this on grapevines, nor on tomatoes, nor near open water. And what happened is that one tendril, which you could have pulled it loose, or you could have taken a $1 cutter and eliminated it, the systemic poison started spreading all across this mother vine plant. And fortunately, it was discovered within 2 to 3 days, and thereupon started an unbelievable rescue effort to save this mother vine plant.
How could you save it other than just cutting off? I mean, it's like a tourniquet or something, cutting or maybe destroying.
What happened is we had two professors, one from NC State and one from one other area of the state, that came down to represent the owners of the mother vine. And then the Dominion Power Company, they retained two experts. And then Dow Chemical, that made the chemical, they employed two experts, one from California, one from France. And they all got together, and they tried to figure out how to save this 400 or 500-year-old plant. And they figured it out. And we think it's going to live, but I won't go into
all
of it.
It's still not for sure?
You will not be for sure for several years. But right now, after a little over a year and a half, it looks like it's going to make it.
What was the, in a word or two, what was the sort of strategy that developed out of all these experts working for very different interests? What did they come up with?
Basically, they had to prune the vine back about 10 to 15 feet from the area where it was originally poisoned. And then we had to build the arbor out another 15 to 20 feet in another area where it was not affected, and therefore get new growth going into a new area that would provide nourishment.
So really two strategies. One is to cut off the nearby areas to the what was obviously poison, and the other is, all right, even if this fails, let's get the edge of the healthy growth and try to expand that. Is that sort of the—
And then there were nutrients put, and they had to be watered on the ground several hours, 2 or 3 times a day, and there's special nutrients to help boost its energy level of that 400 or 500-year-old plant, and it looks like it's going to work, and we're optimistic.
Well, what is the— can a muscadine, scuppernong plant live for thousands of years, or do they wear out like most other plants do?
This one is 400 to 500 years old, and you look at it, you can tell it's got some age on it. As to how long it might live, that's anybody's guess. But the Wilson family, Jack Wilson and his wife, for the last 50 years have been good caretakers of that vine, which is right there on Roanoke Sound, on Roanoke Island. And at some point, we'll see how long it will live. I think it will outlive all of us.
Well, so much more to talk about on the romance and the history of the mother vine and the future of the mother vine. But now, let's talk about the Mother Vine Company. Let's talk about the Mother Vine products.
Oh, wow.
And we'll get started now, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back. Introduce us to the—
Well, the Mother Vine first product is what we refer to as the Mother Vine Whole Grape Supplement, which is composed of the skin, the seed, and the pulp from the muscadine grape. It is, once the juice is squeezed out at the winery, we purchase what's called the pomace, P-O-M-A-C-E, and that's what's left. That's the seed, the pulp, and the skin.
Now, when you and I were growing up and we'd go into our own yards or somebody else's yard and pick one of those grapes, and we'd squeeze it and get that sweet stuff in, and then we'd throw out
We threw out the skin and the seed, and that's where all of the great compounds, natural healthy compounds, are located. That's what we then take that, we dry it, we have it ground up, and then we encapsulate it into a vegetarian capsule. And it is amazing. It is an amazing natural healthy product. And I've been taking these things ever since I was diagnosed with grade 3 cancer in 1993. I believe in them. They are unbelievable products.
How did you is there either myth or fact that is developed around the mother vine where people down in and around the Outer Banks say, eat all of this stuff and it's good for you, and it's, or did you just come to discover this? What's the background of your?
The real background is that when I was diagnosed with cancer, I started doing some research as to try to find the best products on the market that would be antioxidant, would be anti-inflammatory, that would be anti-cancer. And lo and behold, I discovered that the muscadine grape is the most powerful, healthy fruit on the face of the earth, without any question. And I can go on and on, but I will refer to Dr. Diane Hartle's book called Muscadine Health. She is a pharmacology professor at the University of Georgia. And she has, like in her book, almost 400 citations of studies and papers and research that have gone into the health benefits of the muscadine. It is an unbelievable healthy, natural product right here in North Carolina.
Wow. We're visiting with Fountain Odom and with his two of his children, Amy Odom, who's our Chapel Hill neighbor, and his son, Matthew Odom. And all of us will be right back to continue our discussion of the benefits of the muscadine plant.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now back to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. My guest is Fountain Odom, our friend, former senator, state senator, and gosh, got so many Chapel Hill connections. The first is you brought your daughter, Amy Odom, whom all of us love. She's our Chapel Hill neighbor. You brought your son, Matthew. Many people, you know, still know you best because you married Carmen. I mean, that's who was a Chapel Hill person. You took her away from us here in Chapel Hill.
Well, I tell you what, I'm one of the few people that can say that twice in my life I married way to hell above myself.
Well, I think most of the people who know you well and your wife, we love you, but we would agree with that. We love you, we agree with that. During the break, Matthew mentioned that there's a, and you know I love politics, and that there's a political story here. And how do I start it? Maybe I just say, what is the state fruit?
Well,
and somebody said it's... it is so-and-so.
Well, the state fruit is the scuppernong, and when I was in the North Carolina Senate, I had a hand in that becoming the state fruit. And I think it's a good story that in good politics, you sometimes have to compromise. And we had a representative in the North Carolina General Assembly who wanted the strawberry to be the state fruit. Well, I sort of regarded the strawberry as a spineless fruit that you have to add sugar to make it really taste good. And the long and short of it is that I finally worked out a compromise where the state fruit would be the scuppernong. The state redberry would be the strawberry. The state blueberry would be the blueberry. And that way we got a good compromise and everybody went home satisfied.
Gosh, it's a good lesson that... some of the younger politicians of today could learn well that sometimes you just can't get everything you want unless you're willing to give other people something of what they want.
I agree with that.
Well, that is a great story. We're talking a little bit about the business, about your business. And Amy, you've been sitting there quietly, but you've been nodding your head a little bit. Tell us about the business from your standpoint, and maybe starting with the name of the business. What's the name of the business?
Well, the name of the business is the Mothervine Nutraceutical Company, and Matthew and I became involved more directly in it in March of 2011 when we sort of took over operations and decided that we wanted to help Dad because he's always helped us in our life. The muscadine grape is not only the state fruit, but it has great health benefits. You know, we remember when he was diagnosed with cancer. We've seen him taking this product all these years, and we saw him, his passion for the mother vine on Roanoke Island, and as he developed the company. So we just said, Dad, hey, can we help you out a little bit on the marketing and bring in these health benefits to everybody? And he said, sure. So it kind of started from there.
Well, your voice sounds familiar because you're the spokesman, at least as I've enjoyed the advertising on WCHL. And this is not part of that. This is something that I'm interested in. But you've got your elevator speech about what this is all about. You can do it. Your dad can do it over 30 or 40 minutes. You can do it in 90 seconds.
I try. You know, it's just something that I really believe in. I see how he's 73 years old. He still plays racquetball. He hikes mountains. He's just an incredible person. And I think that part of the reason he stays so healthy, quite frankly, is because he takes these, you know, muscadine whole grape supplements. And I take them as well. We have a history of cancer on both sides of my family. My mom, unfortunately, passed away 11 years ago of pancreatic cancer. So as a mother of three children, I want to do everything that I can to live healthy and live longer. And so I take the muscadine whole grape supplement, and I've been doing that for about 18 months. And I mean, I just really believe in it, and I want to share it with other people.
Our dad had a great vision for this company.
This is Matthew.
I think it's a unique vision because what we want to do is to take the best elements, the health elements of the muscadine vine and the best health benefits from products from the honeybee hive and combine them. And you just don't see that in the marketplace. So we're in a unique position. His vision to educate people about the health benefits of the muscadine, his vision to tell the story of the mother vine and promote our heritage here, our natural heritage in North Carolina, was really what we drew on to start. We started, like Amy said, the 1st of March. We actually had that one product, it's a dynamite product, but we found that for us to really achieve the vision that we would have to do some new product introductions.
Well, I want to talk about that, but everybody would want to, I mean, in Chapel Hill, and the home of the Gradens, let me see if I can ask this question correctly, but see, all this sounds very good, but tell us about the double-blind placebo test that show that what y'all's feeling and beliefs are backed up by hard scientific facts. And I know you get this question every time, and so how do you respond to it?
We respond with science. You know, with the FDA and federal government regulations, it's very difficult to make a claim directly that this product will cure cancer, for example. What we do say is that there is volumes of scientific data, and this is all available to people, the tests, the studies. What we have done is partner with Dr. Diane Hartle, as my father mentioned earlier. She is actually now the retired head of the University
She's
of Georgia.
Pharmacology professor at University of Georgia.
And she wrote two outstanding books, one that really takes a deep dive into the health benefits and one that goes a little less. But there are volumes of information out there that prove the efficacy. Now, every human has a little bit of different DNA. Everyone's a little bit different. So it works differently from everybody. But the basic way that it works for everybody is that it's just whole food nutrition. What we're doing is starving our bodies when we eat processed foods. So by providing them with a whole grape muscadine supplement, they get a dose of resveratrol, quercetin, mercetin, proanthocyanins, you name it. The list goes on and on. So it's what we request people's permission is to educate them on the health benefits and lead them to the information where they can make a knowledgeable decision.
So some of us are persuaded more by emotions and by stories and about the testimony of people who've been helped by various either activities or products or different foods to eat. Others want to say, no, prove it to me. you know, give me the science. And you are telling me you got an answer for both. For those of us who are moved more by emotion, well, we've heard some of the stories today. For those of us who are, prove it to me, you got a book you'd give them.
Absolutely.
Let me jump in and give you something. They can get some actual scientific. This recently came out that the Wake Forest, at Wake Forest University in their science, food science area, they did some tests of the muscadine extract with regard to every form of cancer. And this just came out early this year. And in that study, they found that in every instance, the muscadine extract helped to reduce the growth of the cancer cells in every one of the cancers, which were about 7 that they tested. That's science. Yeah. That's science.
Well, if it's so clear, I mean, you all must have a lot of competition.
Sure.
And yeah. So if for one reason or another I want to do business with you all, can I go to a health food store and get other muscadine extracts?
Yeah, please do.
Extracts?
The health benefits are there for everyone, whether you buy our brand or someone else's. And chances are we probably know the muscadine farmer where it comes from. But we do encourage people to buy made in the USA, know where your grapes come from, know the company that you're dealing with.
And if you're North Carolinian, it would be nice to support North Carolina muscadine
farmers.
That's
right.
Yeah, and I think our muscadine industry is really facing an onslaught of products from China. They have been planting volumes of muscadine vines in China. So it's important to know where you're getting your supplement from.
We're visiting with Fountain Odom and with Matthew Odom and our neighbor here in Chapel Hill, Amy Odom. We're talking about brand new business and the health benefits of muscadine extracts. And we'll all be back after this short break.
Chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now back to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. My guest is my longtime friend Fountain Odom and two of his children, Amy Odom, our Chapel Hill neighbor, and Matthew Odom, who are involved in business with their dad, and it has to do with the health benefits of the muscadine plant. And y'all have, I feel like I'm on a TV because we told you a little bit, and now you're ready to deliver the knockout punches, not just muscadine grapes, but now you're saying, oh, we got something else that distinguishes us from maybe competitive products.
Well, in addition to my passion for the muscadine grape, I also have a passion and have had for over 40 years being a beekeeper. And my brother and I, we have 25 hives of bees. And I discovered also when I was doing my research for things that would be anti-cancer, I found out that the honeybees produce a product in their hive that is also very natural and very healthy, and it's called propolis. And propolis is what we beekeepers refer to as bee glue. They take it and cover the inside of the beehive, and it sterilizes the inside of a beehive. They make it, 50% of propolis they make from the rosin from tree buds and from secretions from the bark of trees. They bring that back to the hive.
So when we see bees out, we think they're all going to flowers or to plants, but some of them are going to trees to get some other, these would be worker bees that have a different assignment.
Absolutely. If you will put your hands on leaf buds before they unfurl, it'll be sticky. That's the secretions that are coming. That's rosin. The bees collect that either from leaf buds or from secretions out of the bark of the trees, bring it back to the hive. That composes 50% of propolis, 25% is then from wax, and the other 25% comes from secretions from five glands in the head of the bee. And they mix that all together, and it is an unbelievable substance. I've been taking one of those every day for the last 18 years, and it is antiviral, it is antioxidant, it is antimicrobial, it is anti just about everything in the world. And it has as much power in another different area. But when you combine taking a propolis capsule, which the mothervine.com has, with a muscadine whole natural capsule, you've got the best of both worlds. And that's why we say that the MotherVine.com, MotherVine Nutraceutical Company, has the combination of something that no one else has, and that's a product from the muscadine grapevine and from the honey beehive.
So, but it's two products. I've got to take two pills. You haven't combined them, yet.
We have actually done testing, and we will eventually and fairly soon have a combination of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that would set you apart from being sort of in a market. I don't want to call it generic because everybody's special, but this would be something that others haven't done yet.
That's right. But I'm sorry we just said that on the air because I bet you people will begin to copy us.
Yeah, well.
What do you say, Matt?
That the sincerest form of flattery is imitation.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but the backup and the story, they can't steal from you.
Yeah.
You got it.
But we also, the MotherVine Nutraceutical Company, will soon have honey that you can purchase from us, and it's going to come from local beekeepers across the state of North Carolina. And natural, the very best honey.
I've had some of the honey, and it's good, but I'm worried. You've always given it to me for free, and now you're going to start charging me for it? Are you going to be fair? Is it going to be a fair price?
You're going to have to start paying retail price, buddy. But it will be a new industry for North Carolina beekeepers because I'm on the North Carolina Honey Standards Committee. There is so much bad honey coming into the United States, especially from China and other places.
Why do you say it's bad?
It has antibiotics that have been put in it. It has corn syrup in it. It has unbelievable impurities.
On the label and see that?
You cannot trust the labels of most of the stuff that comes from the big honey packers. I'm telling you, buy your honey from a local beekeeper, wherever you can find. And North Carolina has over 10,000 beekeepers. We have more than any other state. We have over 2,500 members of the North Carolina Beekeepers Association, more than any other state. I suggest people find your local beekeeper and buy honey from them.
You can't go to the grocery store and get it. Is that right?
You cannot get what I'm talking about, and that is naturally made in North Carolina honey that has not been heated and has just been naturally stainless steel sieved, filtered, and then put in a bottle. And it's got unbelievable medicinal properties in it also.
Yeah, this is what we're really doing, DG. These are ancient stories. The muscadine vine and the honeybee hive. I mean, throughout history, written history, you hear about the use of the honeybees. Now, one of the things that history has shown us is that honeybees, honey, and propolis, as well as the muscadine vine, have very good beneficial effects for skin ailments. And what we've done is put together a combination of the hive and the vine. We have developed, tested, and are now bringing to market the Mother Vine Soothing Balm. It contains propolis, which, as my father said, is antiviral, antibacterial. It is clearly antiseptic, and as well as the muscadine vine. What that does is it provides people a protection to the layer of people's skin. It's good for bug bites, et cetera. It's really phenomenal on the health benefits.
And actually, I have to say, I was at the beach this summer, and I got stung by jellyfish. And I immediately used some of the MotherVine Soothing Balm. And this is a true story. And I had immediate relief. And
I did.
It's all natural. You know, it has some organic oils in it as well. And within 3 hours, the welts that had, you know, kind of raised up on my arm had really dissipated tremendously.
Well, all these are great stories, and we can keep on talking. But, Fountain, I got you here. I got 2 minutes left. How am I going to say this without just stuttering? But give us your assessment about the political future for our country and for our state. Are you pouring your energies into business rather than politics?
Well, I'm still actively engaged in the political arena, primarily just supporting different candidates. But I've majored in political science, and I love the history of this country. And I get upset with what I see going on today, and I'm disappointed in some of our congressional leaders. And sometimes I'm disappointed in our president. But I believe this is the what we are seeing is what our founding fathers and mothers intended, so that no one person, no one group can have complete control of what's going on. And I think that down the road, we'll see a different change. The tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. And in the political arena, it's almost the same. It may be not 24 hours, but every few months or every few years, we change. And so I disagree with what has been happening recently in Congress, but I understand it's part of the process. And I think most of the people are well-intended. I think they're misdirected, but they're well-intended. And so I cannot be angry with them. I'm disappointed. But I love this country, and I believe their founding fathers and mothers set forth a system that is unbelievable, and it's working.
Well, that's good wisdom, and thanks for the optimism that might help us get through some of these tough times. I want to thank Matthew Odom and Amy Odom and Fountain. Thank you for bringing two of your children to continue the excitement and the legacy of this great Odom family. I'm just proud as I can be to be your friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, DG.
Thanks. And thanks to everybody. Thanks to you for listening. And this is DG Martin with Who's Talking. And tune in soon. I'll be right back here before you know it.